Ready? Three.
This is worse than the It movie.
Two.
Ah!
One.
That dust is going to cause the downfall of the Earth.
Pretty well, much.
Humans will, but dust and humans.
Hi, and welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm John.
And we're here to guide you through how to survive the apocalypse, basically through book reviews, movies, TVs, and anything that particularly catches our fancy.
Yes, that's right, Adam.
However, we've discovered on listening to our podcast, because we're narcissistic and like to listen to ourselves talk.
Actually, all I do while I'm not recording the episode is just listen back to the episodes again from one all the way to whatever we're up to and just again and again, starting again.
Nice. Well, this is episode 6 and we haven't actually decided on a episode title yet because, well, we like to just take it as it comes.
This episode is going to be episode 6. The Redemption.
The Redemption? What are we redeeming ourselves?
I don't know, or like some sequel name.
Visions
like.
Of Heresy. Done.
All right. Yeah. That was just a random book. Currently, we're at a new location. We're in Adam's, what can only be described as, not a man cave, but like...
Almost.
Almost man cave.
Yeah.
So we're surrounded by, well, DVDs, books,
collectibles.
Toys, collectibles, yep.
They're not called toys, they're called collectibles.
Sorry, collectibles.
Oh, but yes.
Like a
But it's all
angel.
Ramshackled at the moment because I moved a year ago and I haven't been at all bothered to set this up.
But you know, most people, when they get a new house, they'll be like, yes, I'm so excited to put everything in its spot and it's like everything's clean and neat.
Yeah, well, most people are, well, you know... Peasants. Boom. Number one.
Now,
maybe we will be able to get to number two.
Yeah.
He says through growls. But regardless, anyway, dear listeners.
I like this weeping angel Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yeah. Very creepy. I don't want to blink.
Well, you shouldn't. In fact, maybe that should be a challenge of you not to blink at all for the next, well, let's say hour through this recording.
Sore eyes, I think.
Yeah, I think I have. That means we're going to have to, like, we're already really close.
To the microphone, yeah, for better sound quality.
And now we're going to have, like, intense eye contact throughout it all. I don't think I can keep my hands off you, but we'll see how we go.
What? Oh, no. All right, we need to re-record this intro.
Oh, nonsense. Anyway, so episode 6. We've got a little bit planned. It should be... pretty
right.
fun. So, I'd say we jump into it.
Quachaka, quachaka. Oh, right. I muted the sound.
Hey. Oh, right. There we go. Anyway, so, what do we got first, Johnny?
Well, as you mentioned, we've talked about the apocalypse way too much. So, one of the ways I'm going to reduce the amount that we're talking about the apocalypse on our podcast that is admittedly about the apocalypse, but just bear with me.
Yep.
If either of us says the word, and this doesn't count because I'm explaining the rules. If either of us say the word zombie in this entire podcast, the other person gets to slap them across the face like this. Ow, I shouldn't have slapped myself.
Okay, clarification is required.
Okay.
So you said the word zombie.
Mm, that doesn't count because I was clarifying the rules.
No, I understand.
Wait, that does.
Oh, yes,
that
well
wasn't
done.
A very good hit.
No, it wasn't. That was like a graze. But that's okay.
From now on, even talking about the rule, we can't use the word. Wow, which I should have explained before, but you should have known to expect that.
Indeed. But what about the undead?
Ooh. Yeah.
What about anything that could link towards
anything,
that word?
Anything that deliberately means
that
is doesn't count. But
does that count?
The one you did... No, that doesn't count, because we were talking about... Oh, no, this is getting too meta.
I love it.
We think too way too much.
Yes, indeed. So, but we understand the rules. None of that type of...
You can hear sirens.
Yeah, wow. Obviously, that means
the
that they're coming for us.
Wow.
Yeah, scary times. So, anyway, so we're not allowed to say that throughout the entire episode. And if we do, we get a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I look forward to...
The slap you give me is going to be a lot.
Yeah, possibly. I might take it easy on you. We'll see how we go.
every time we do a podcast, we list all the topics that we're going to talk about. And today, in place of this topic, I've just put strange characters. Why? Because I don't want Adam to know. I don't want him to have any preparation.
Which describes at least 30% of our podcast.
Shh, don't tell them our secret. Don't listen to him. We research every episode carefully and we know everything about it and we're geniuses and this is the best podcast ever.
Oh, indeed.
This next segment is going to be a little bit of a challenge for you. We've talked about how there's 7 challenges that I need to complete in order to get out of buying you a PlayStation VR.
That's correct.
Of which I still have 3 left.
Indeed.
If you have any suggestions for us, just put it on the Facebook page, tweet us, like find us on some random social media thing and then send it to us.
What is it? Twitter? Pod? What is it? TheNerdsWay_pod.
Yep, TheNerdsWay_pod.
And
last time
on Facebook.
On the podcast, we accidentally said the wrong URL. So I had to edit together like the at the start because we forgot it. Anyway, if you listen back to that, you'll probably notice that it's deliberate. It's like TheNerdsWay_pod. Anyway, it's beautiful.
It.
You won't notice
no,
it until
seamless.
You've heard that that's what happened. Anyway, so I've got a challenge for Adam. Even though we've still got 3 challenges for me left, I'm going to challenge you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't have to accept, but then our listeners will be very disappointed.
Oh,
I've cornered you.
You have, and I don't like it. Usually, I'm the one doing the cornering. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
What have you got for me as I pick up my Bowie knife?
Oh, okay. That's a good first step. You're already ahead in the challenge.
Oh, good.
Because this is what the challenge is. What?
No, go on. He's looking at his phone very ominously. And he's unplugged it, which could only mean something. Are you going to, like, live stream my death or something?
Yes.
Love it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I am going to just switch to the phone audio. Let's see. Do, 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 do.
I hope you're going to edit out this
one.
Yeah,
I will. Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do...
Okay.
You have 3 minutes... And you have to collect your go bag for the apocalypse. You've just heard that in 3 minutes, the world's going to end. You have to go. Ready?
Wait, so
5, 4, no preparation. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so he's already picked up a knife. He picked up a book, I will note, so I'm not sure what he thinks. He's got what I can only describe as a man bag instead of a backpack, but we'll see if it pays off in the end. After all, he would have spent valuable time running towards the... Are you okay, Adam?
I'm dying!
He just slid across the tiles. He's now gone into a cupboard. Oh, wow. Oh, that's serious. He's got a jacket. He's got a shirt. Yep, okay. That jacket's a really good choice. It looks like it can endure a lot of different environments, especially the cold, because you never know, you might have to go to Antarctica. Okay, he's picking up his... Okay, that's a bow and arrow. I'm not sure how, why he's got that there, but okay, yep, he's got a bow and arrow. Let's see, what's he picking up now? He's grabbed another knife. Like, how many knives do you have to have?
Many.
Is that another? Oh, it's a multi-tool. It's okay. Okay. I'll just note that you're now at 2 minutes. You've used up the first minute. He's carefully putting on a watch. Like, he's taking a lot of time just to put that watch on. I hope it's important. What else has he got? He seems very nonchalant. I know this is just a simulation, but I also like to believe that that's how you would behave if you were really in the apocalypse. Wow.
I need to have a go bag ready, but that is essentially all I need.
Wow.
To survive.
That was half the time. Well done, Adam. 1:30 exactly.
Now get out of my room, peasant.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I shouldn't have followed you in there. Number 2, what does that mean?
I said peasant twice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's it. Wait, but now we had to do a third one. Yeah, I can...
Where are you going?
I don't know. Where's the recording?
Hello, we're back. Oh, my. That was fun. That was pleasant.
Just the sheer energy that you bounce out of the room. You slid across the hallway of your house, just like ready to go. Like, you instantly grabbed the bag and everything.
I like to have my items stashed all over the place.
Okay.
So that way I can get to them quickly, know where they are, and get ready to, you know, bail out on a moment's notice. Hence why I had my compound bow and several arrows neatly prepared
wow.
in my closet.
Yeah, I was very impressed that you had that bow and all the arrows ready
yeah.
to go. Are there any regrets? So you only used up 1 minute 30 of your total 3 minute time, which is pretty good, I'll admit.
I appreciate it.
Are there any regrets in terms of things like food or other things that you wish you would have gone for?
Well, it all depends. Like, food and water, while brilliant to have when you leave, they take up valuable weight. It's generally a good idea to have about maybe a day or two's ration on your persons, but
okay.
you can literally get that as you walk out the door most of the time from, you know, your own house. But think about what you eat, essentially, on a day-to-day basis. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between, how much liquid you're actually taking into your own body.
Okay.
It's almost impossible to carry that much.
So you're better off to get a bow because then you can find food for yourself, right?
Precisely.
Would you have anything that can light a fire?
Yes, one of my knives has it's a survival knife, so it's got flint, steel.
So you rub it against it and it causes
a spark.
Yep, that's great because a lot of people might forget that because, well, if you really need to get out of there, if there's danger around, you're going to need to be able to make your own fire.
I've got several other fire starters as well hidden around the house, but I always go for the one on my knife.
Good choice, because then you have two. Well, I'm very impressed. The rate at which you went at, you really bought into this challenge. It's a good thing, too, because it is actually real. I saw something on the news when we were researching this podcast, and we need to go. All right.
Cool.
Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Enjoy the post-apocalyptic nature of society. Thank you. Oh. Update. I grabbed the wrong watch.
Oh, no, because you spend so much time.
Whoops. That one doesn't even work.
Because I noticed you spend a lot of time, like, fiddling, trying to get it on perfectly. And I was like, I hope that's a really good watch.
The other one is.
Okay. Because you might need to know the time.
Well, not only that, you can use an analog watch to navigate via the sun. North, south, east, west.
Cool. You'll have to teach us how to do that sometime.
Maybe at some point I will.
Okay, so next on the list is... Actually, well, you're going to talk about this. Mm-hmm. The near-miss nuclear apocalypse.
Well, dear people, I'm not sure how aware you are of this, but we, as a species, have come so close to annihilation on several occasions. So I figured just to... I don't know, give everybody a bit of perspective on how fickle their lives are and how quickly they can be snuffed out by a nuclear
don't
bomb
scare
being dropped onto
audience
you.
Too
oh,
much.
Nonsense, it's fine. So, excuse me. So, during the, on the 5th of November, 1956, the NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command...
I knew that.
Oh, yeah, of course. received a number of simultaneous reports, right, and... They viewed these reports very suspiciously,
okay.
and they were very, very frightened. So,
is this real, or
yes.
are you making this
No, this is 100% well, historical
okay,
data,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So these, I'm going to read out what they, I'm not going to do this for all the points, and
sure.
I'm not going to read out all the points, but for this one, I find it quite funny that all these, that swans could have led to a nuclear apocalypse, or at least
swan.
Nuclear
no,
war.
No,
yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll get to it. Okay. So... NORAD include a number of like simultaneous reports, which they viewed suspiciously, and these included a number of unidentified aircraft over Turkey, Soviet MiG-21s over Syria, a fighter jet.
Okay, because I totally knew what those were. I just did. I was going to ask for the audience. Not
there
for
you
me.
Go. Oh yeah, of course. A downed British bomber. And unexpected maneuvers by the Soviet Black Sea Fleet. By the way, point of note, like the best name of any fleet ever.
The Black Sea Fleet shall break you.
Anyway, Anyway, this pretty much appeared as a Soviet offensive, right? So they're all like, oh, bubbles, we need to get ready for war. So they actually started preparations for a nuclear counterattack against Soviet Russia. Because the Russians were going to be utilizing conventional weapons against, like, France. And when I say Russia, I mean Soviet Russia, not modern-day Russia, of course. France, UK, US, and all that fun stuff. Anywho, so, digging deeper into these things, which you should always do when you consider, like, murdering millions of people with a nuclear bomb.
Yes.
Generally, yeah. They dug a little deeper into these threats. And here is the thing. So, the aircraft over Turkey, yeah, they were about like four wedges of swans.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. The MIG 21s over Syria was in fact a fighter escort for the Syrian president.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's, you know, pretty okay. The British bomber was only brought down by mechanical issues. It wasn't in any type of firefight.
And, oh, wow. So typically, like, we almost start war because something broke down.
Yeah. And the last one was the Soviets in the Black Sea. They were scheduled, like, that was an actual schedule type of movement. So, oh, yeah. Once again, NORAD. Anywho,
are we going to get on a watch list for any of this?
Or? Oh, probably. I mean, this is all on the internet anyway. So.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
We are recording ourselves. Like, we don't need to worry about mics in phones keeping track of it. That was too tinfoil hat. I think I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist.
Possibly. That's a little frightening.
Yes, all right. Very.
So, this is... I'm just trying to find out where the other one was. There was a funny one.
Wait, another almost cause of nuclear...
There are many.
Like, why are we teetering on the edge of just destruction of everything?
Oh, here it is.
Are we just sitting there with our fingers on the, like, key that turns...
There, I can guarantee you that there are people in bunkers across the US, across Russia, probably Germany as well. North Korea probably has some now, China, definitely. There are several probably men with keys in holes just waiting to turn that that key and cause utter devastation.
Like, so, it's almost as if they're sad when their boss walks in and goes, sorry, guys, don't need to fire the nukes today. They're like,
not today,
no!
Folks. Sorry, next shift's coming in. Maybe they'll get lucky.
Do they get like a $100,000 bonus that year if it's them? Doing...
They don't get irradiated. That should be their reward. So anyway... this one probably is one of my favorite. Radar equipment in Thule, Greenland, mistakenly interpreted the moonrise over
what?
Norway as a large-scale Soviet attack.
What?
Yeah.
The moon.
Yeah.
Something that has been rotating around the Earth.
For millions of years.
As long as we've been here.
Yeah. So, I mean, the moon just being there and rising obviously brought about NORAD onto high alert. So, thankfully, someone with a bit of common sense had doubts about the authenticity of the attacks. And the presence of the Soviet leader at the time was actually in New York at the head of the USSR's UN delegation. So, you know, Russia's probably not going to be... launching a nuclear attack while the president is on foreign soil.
Yes, generally countries don't attack other countries when they're...
Generally not. I don't see Australia going... Well, you know, if Australia had nuclear weaponry, or maybe if Tony Abbott was still prime minister. But anyway, so let's skip ahead, right? Where was a fun one?
How many of these are there?
Decades? So from 1950s, there have been... 15,000. That's my bad. There's 15,000 warhead, nuclear-tipped warheads in the world, roughly. I thought
that was 15,000 chances of an attack.
Well, let's go... Some of the most recent one, if you will. Commanders at a U... Sorry, this is the 23rd of October, 2010. So commanders at U.S. Air Force Base in Wyoming lost most forms of command control and security monitoring over 50 nuclear ICBMs, which is intercontinental ballistic missiles. So missiles that fire up into space, essentially, and then fire back down to destroy, you know, a good chunk of the Earth.
Oh, dear.
For approximately 45 minutes, all missiles were taken offline after a suspected hardware problem, which caused multiple... So, I mean, just think about this, right? Like, these are...
Oh, whoops, something broke.
Boom! Yeah.
There goes half of Earth.
I mean, like, that's over 45... Sorry, that's over 50 nuclear ICBMs. So, I mean, what happens if, like, the... And I'm not, I've seen a couple of documentaries on these as well. The hardware for these is... ancient, like none of this has been updated.
Oh, right.
So think
it's
about,
like they're running on the like iPhone 1 or something.
Not even we're iPhone. Up. We're talking like 80s stuff.
It's on a. Oh wow.
Nuclear, like some of the nuclear facilities in America still use massive floppy disks.
What? No, that's what the safety of the Earth is under, a floppy yep. disk. Like those things, if you get dust in them, they're like reading correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That. Dust is going to cause the downfall of the Earth.
Pretty much.
Humans will, but dust and humans.
Essentially. But yeah, I mean, just simple things like that can cause, like, mass obliteration. Anyway, so there was one that was actually quite funny, I found. There was I think it was a B-52 bomber coming back from Cuba, like over stealth missions and what have you.
Okay.
And as it was coming back, it accidentally deployed its nuclear-tipped missile on American soil.
Accident? What?
Yep. It landed.
Don't they have checks for that?
Yeah, but it didn't, like, it came, like, it wasn't fired or anything. It's like a mechanical malfunction.
Okay.
So this nuclear-tipped missile fell down, hit the Earth in a, not a densely populated population, I think it was also in Wyoming, funnily enough, and didn't explode because it wasn't armed. But just think about that. That's crazy. Like, what happens if there was some type of other mechanical malfunction? That would have been, boom, Americans bombing Americans. Another interesting one was they were, the U.S., I mean, it may seem like I'm picking on the U.S. here, but that's only because the U.S. has the largest stockpile of nuclear arsenals, like, ever. The nuclear-tipped weaponry and all that type of stuff. While they were transferring, I think it was like transporting, rather, while they were transporting these weapons, I think there was like 15, not ICBMs, there were nuclear, like 0.25 kilo yield or kiloton.
Oh, these numbers are going over my head.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, so like they're the type of missiles that go into fighter jets, okay. Nuclear-tipped missiles, and there was 15 of them left on an airstrip for 3 days unattended.
3 days? What?
Yeah. Yeah. You sigh with sorrow.
I'm going to have to stop you there because I'm getting just terrified of all the possibilities.
But I highly recommend, like, just look at, like, go onto YouTube or, you know, Google and just type in near-miss nuclear accidents and realize, oh, we're quite precarious, and these weapons are terrifying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Johnny.
Can we Google something else like...
Hello Kitty Island Adventures?
Yeah, or like duck families saved by firemen or something.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then you need something to be happy.
Okay. Do-do-do. One of the top TV shows that I like, unfortunately it's ended now, but it's a great one. It's it's called Psych.
Okay, I have not known this.
It's about, it's basically investigation of murders and et cetera, buddy cop type stuff. But one of the guys is a detective who's really highly skilled. But unfortunately he gets himself tied up in some business and the police really want to know how he figured out, the answer to the crime, and they were like, this must mean he was involved. And then the only way he could think of as an excuse for how he figured it out, even though he just used his brain and figured it out himself, he decided the best way was to pretend he was a psychic.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that psych? No, I'm thinking The Mentalist. Yeah, sorry, continue.
Yeah, Psych is way better. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Mentalist, but I'm biased.
He's Australian.
Oh, okay.
Lead actor, but anyway, continue. Way off topic. Sorry to derail you there, mate.
So it's a great show. It's hilarious. He always has to think of some way. He pretends that, he used his psychic powers to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you in the show how he figured it out just using his intuition. It's very inspiring. I'm always a fan of these shows where there's a genius person there because I just want to absorb their powers. Even though they're fictional, give me those, like, genius powers. Anyway, I sound like a supervillain.
You're getting there. I'm training you well.
Anyway, but one of these things, so if we need to tie this back into the apocalypse, as it is our mantra of the show, the reason I love this show so much is it just develops those skills of
observation.
And
hugely important.
Yep, all those things like induction and deduction, helping you to be able to think on your feet and know what's going on based on small amounts of information that you might need to determine very quickly what's going on.
Fun stuff.
So one of the tricks that his dad actually teaches him on the show, which comes in handy throughout the rest of the show, is basically a game that helps you develop your powers of observation. Now, what this involves...
We've played this before.
Yes. So I don't think Adam's seen the show, but I
haven't.
Showed him
I didn't know you got this from that show.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, hey, this is like... This is what your family does, you know? They're cool and they sit around and be like, hey, do this.
No, where my family's cool and we sit around watching the show and then go, oh, hey, we should do this. The way it works is, it's a game. All you have to do, and listeners, do this right now, wherever you're standing, follow my exact words.
Unless you're driving.
Oh, unless you're driving, and we'll explain why. But if it's not going to make anyone unsafe, just follow exactly what I'm saying. Don't break the rules at all. It'll be really interesting. Right now, close your eyes. So, in the room where you are, don't open your eyes. I know you were trying to. Just keep them closed. Unless you're driving again, because that's dangerous. You can play this game
later. If you're driving, this is a public disclaimer. If you are driving heavy machinery, light machinery, or are behind the wheel of any kind, including an aeroplane, please keep your eyes open for those dangerous, dangerous hazards.
Even if you happen to be flying a drone right now, like you're listening to the podcast and you're doing some drone footage or something, don't close your eyes. Drones are dangerous, dudes.
Yeah.
Okay. And dudettes.
Dudettes.
It's not a real word. You know what I mean.
I do.
Close your eyes. Keep them closed. We've had them with their eyes closed for a while. You've probably opened your eyes by now. Close
That's
them
right.
again.
Again. Close your... Wait, hold on. Close your eyes. Let my voice seep into your pores.
I think they've lost trust in us by now.
After we're that voice, I can't blame
We're not
them.
Hypnotizing you or anything. That's
oh,
weird.
Oh, that would be cool. Oh. Future segment.
You should open your eyes. Adam's going to go on a rant.
No. You're fine. Sorry about this, folks. That's my bad.
Okay. Now for realsies. Adam, don't interrupt this time.
Zip.
You have to do it as well. I'll do it. So wherever you are, close your eyes. For real this time. Keep them closed. Now, in your head, try and remember how many lights on the roof of wherever you are. So if you're in a car, don't play this game because that's dangerous. But if you're parked on the side of the road, just think about the dash lights. How many are there up there? Or if you're in a room, is there one light? Is there lots on the corner? Just try and think of it. And then open your eyes, see if you were correct. And you just play the game like that. There's one. It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick one that was relevant depending on wherever the person was. If you're outside... Probably the sun is one as well, so that's pretty easy.
Or the moon. Or, I mean, if you've got the stars overhead, you're going to be counting for some time.
So, now that our listeners have had a go, you can play along for these next ones as well, but I'll just do it with Adam. So, Adam, close your eyes. Okay. I was hoping to do this game when we were at my house, because now this is going to be a bit easy. But let's see how well you know.
You must remember, I haven't really been in this room for about, like, 6 months.
Okay, true. So close your eyes. No cheating.
Nope.
How many shelves are in the current room? So
are you talking about the ones on the wall?
Everywhere. Well, so how many shelves in bookshelves or
one,
not?
One, two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to confirm
three,
or deny.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17... Yeah, that's my final answer.
17, you were correct. Well done. So if you're playing along at home, unfortunately, we're not creepy stalkers, so we can't count it for you.
Well,
Adam is, but...
In fact, while you're watching, while you're listening this, I'm probably watching you as we speak.
So if you're watching them, how many shelves were in their room?
Oh, I can't... I'm not going to say that. That requires...
17.
Trans-dimensional travel. I mean,
It's not
out of possibility.
It'd be weird if someone was like, there are 17 shelves in my room, and it was like the same as what there was in this room.
Put a creepy sound effect.
Or it's creepy for you because that means they're listening while in your bedroom, in one of the rooms in your house.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
Okay, this is getting weird. Let's play one more game. This time...
You.
Yeah, me.
Okay, John,
close your eyes.
You'll have to go a bit easier on me because I don't know this room.
How many DVDs have I got? No, I'm kidding.
What? Okay, for context, he has about 800 DVDs. Like, they're everywhere. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's a nerd's dream.
It is quite fun. All right, so...
Close your eyes, John.
Wow, that sounds good. We've got headphones this episode, so it sounds amazing when he talks close.
How many of the... Okay. Let me think for a moment.
Come on, it can't be that hard.
Well, like you said, it needs to be something easy. You haven't exactly been in this room before.
Yeah, but not too easy, right? Like, how many floors are there? One, obviously.
Name one of the books.
What?
On the shelf behind you.
See, that's not fair because the name that we said we'd name the episode is up there.
Yep.
Dark Dreams or something?
No.
Visions. Okay, Visions of Heresy. How could I not? If you remembered that while you're listening along at home, type it in a comment because you're amazing and you're way better than I am.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. There was even like the setup at the start of the episode.
Yeah.
You were planning this all along, weren't you?
You're the one who brought this up.
Okay. Anyway, so I like this game.
It's actually, it's really good. Like, it helps develop, like, we play this quite a bit. Like, when we go out to restaurants to eat or, go out for coffee.
It's become a bit of a thing between us where it'd be to close your eyes and then we instantly go, oh, no, I should have been paying more attention.
I didn't count the lights on the roof.
And then once we start playing a few rounds, you're just like, oh, okay, there's 14 chairs there. Yeah, 14 chairs. Like, two tables.
There's seven people over there. There's 19 coffee cups over there.
There's four people wearing hats.
Yeah. It's actually a really good game to play with your friends because, A, it does develop your observational skills, which is, like, massively important, not only in surviving the apocalypse, but just in general life. Yep. Like, you will impress your friends when you develop your observational skills, and it is always a skill that you can develop. Yes, I keep knocking the microphone. I'm a terrible human being.
You need to work on your spatial analysis skills.
No, it's just because I'm... You know,
he's
moving all a bit. Yes,
Adam's
yes.
waving his arms around now.
Very emotionally evocative. So, whatever. Anywho,
you knocked it again.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
that was
just.
So anyway, observational skills, hugely important. I recommend developing those skills as often as possible through games like that because, A, you get to play it with your friends, you get to show up your friends.
It's also great if there's an awkward pause and no one knows what to say.
Just boom. Close your eyes.
And it's especially good if it's a first date. She won't get creeped out at all.
No.
Close your eyes.
Hey. Well, no, it's going to be like, hey, close your eyes.
That sounded like Pennywise the Clown from last episode.
Yeah, that's still been haunting my dreams.
Okay.
So, yes, and that is that.
We had a break from this segment last episode, but it's going to continue again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we got is a special treat from one of our friends. I'm not sure if you know him, Adam, but he's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. You mean, what do you mean? You have friends other than me?
No, I meant acquaintance.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Although, now that you've said that, your other friend probably feels bad, so, you know.
Jaden, if you're listening, don't believe me.
We both love you.
Yes, okay. So his name is Jaden McLean. He has a very interesting style. I think you'll like it a lot.
Okay.
It might remind you of some other genres that you like a bit more. Like, we've had some dance music and some more mellow music and some more dance music, so this is a bit more... Okay, they get the idea. Adam...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So we're going to listen to it together now. It'll be Adam's first time listening to this particular track.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the listeners enjoy
it. Is this screamo metal? Because we've discussed this already. I'm not interested.
No, it's very chilled. It's romantic. Well,
romantic? We're in a room alone. This is terrifying. All right, play the song. Biddy boo.
Your days, girl, caught in your own affection. No way. Your direction. say the words. Your smile, girl, it takes away the world. And I can't fall away no more. No more. If you give me one more chance, oh, let's dance and I'll make you believe in me, me and you. Your days, girl, caught in your own perfection. No way, girl, can I walk your direction? And I can't fall away no more, no more. If you give me one more chance, oh, let's dance and I'll make you believe in me, me and you. Give me one more chance, oh, let's dance and I'll make you believe in me, me and you. If you give me one more chance, oh, let's dance and I'll make you believe.
That a lot. It's got like a really good groove to it, but it's like mellow at the same time. It's I like it. I like
your
the vibes.
Musical terms are flying over my head. No, no, I think that was groovy, and I can't believe I just said groovy. I need to go and whip myself.
Oh, excellent,
my. But it was good. No, thoroughly enjoyed it. So
what's the address is Jaden McLean 341. Look in the show notes in your podcasting app if you want the link. I won't spell that out because I always get it wrong if I try and spell it out. Probably easiest just to click that link. Mm-hmm. Check him out. Give him support. Comment there saying Surviving the Apocalypse sent you here. No, don't do that.
You could.
We could, but anyway.
It'd be amazing.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed that delicious, delicious tune.
Indeed. Just a little unscheduled programming here.
This is scheduled.
Not on our little show notes.
Okay.
Not our little plan. So, last episode, episode 5, we did a bit of a live streaming event.
Yes, that's right.
Which we both enjoyed, and it was great to have some viewer interaction as well. So, a shout out to Gabby and Sean for, listening, tuning in, and
yes, thank
participating.
Very much.
Thank
and
you
thanks
very much
to all the other people who popped in but maybe didn't comment. We still really appreciate having you on board.
Yeah, I think my uncle did, which was fun. So, hello, Uncle Andrew. Who else? I can't remember who else I saw comment on that stuff. It was kind of hectic. We were talking, and we had like 3 cameras going at once. It was pretty fun.
I hope you enjoyed the live streaming as much as we did. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
we'll have to do it again
sometime. Yeah, definitely. We're going to be doing it again. But what I thought was pretty fun was taking the questions, essentially. So if you have any questions, like about anything, really, because, this is a podcast about, surviving the apocalypse, but, about random nerdy stuff as well.
Yeah, ask us questions about movies and TV shows and books, all the important stuff.
Yeah,
survival,
the stuff that's
boring,
going to assist you in your day-to-day life,
yeah,
even after the apocalypse, because you'll be, getting chased by a pack of wild dogs.
Am I ready here with the hand?
And as you're doing that, you'll think to yourself, well, I'll be thinking to myself when this is happening to me, but you're thinking to yourself, hey, I remember those two nerds talking about Patrick Rothfuss's awesome series, The King Killer Chronicles, as a dog bites onto your hamstring and you're torn apart. And hey, that's fine, because we're happy we'd be your last thoughts.
Yeah, hopefully you remember some of the more useful bits of the part.
It's fine. So, yeah, send us your questions, please. Mm. We love it.
Even if it's just a question about how Adam styles his perfect hair.
It's called waking up.
Oh,
yeah. So you could get in contact with us over email, which is Johnny.
TheNerdsWay@gmail.com.
And our Twitter?
TheNerdsWay_pod.
And
Facebook, unfortunately, until you get a certain number of likes, you have to have, like, weird numbers in your URL, so we can't tell you what that is just yet.
Oh, really?
But if you like our page, then we'll be able to tell you how to get to our page. Wait a minute, that doesn't work.
But if you do search for us, just, Surviving the Apocalypse, The Nerds Way, yep, we'll pop up. You could send us a message on there or put a comment, a post, and we'll happily feature you on this podcast.
Give us your feedback and thoughts. Yeah. We must have it.
Indeed, indeed. We would love it. We're in my office. Pretty much as we're sitting in here, I have some shelves with collectibles on there. I have more shelves with more collectibles on there.
Toys.
Hey! They're when you say toys, you think, like, these are actually collectibles. I've got, like, the Iron Throne. The Iron Throne. I've got TARDIS. I've got Deathwing. I've got Eddard Stark. Fun stuff. I've got Darth Vader. I've got more Doctor Who stuff. Anyway, regardless.
This is a nerd's dream.
It's fun. So, anyway, I've also got... No, nobody uses these anymore, pretty much, and that's DVDs, right?
Well, what are DVDs?
Yeah, I know, right? Digital video disc or something, yeah. So these are pretty much props nowadays. Not for me, like, they just sit in here unused because everything's either on Netflix, Stan, Amazon, all that fun stuff.
However, we have to subscribe to, like, 40 different streaming to get them services all, exactly, to get everything.
But I still like having the occasional DVD to watch. Like, I went out and brought a DVD the other day. Shock horror, I know. But anyway.
I can't believe you.
I know.
We can no longer be friends.
We thought while we're in here we'd do something fun. So I've got about six rows of DVDs, okay? So I think I've got about, like, close to 250 DVDs.
Right? Wow, I actually believe that looking at these walls, it's pretty incredible.
Like, possibly. I don't know. I haven't counted them before, but possible. Anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run my finger along the DVDs with my eyes closed. And John's going to pick a time where he says, nope, stop. Okay. Whatever DVD my finger lands on, we're going to do a quick, like, minute review of, essentially. Okay. I'm pretty sure I've seen every DVD I've got, but John probably hasn't. So
I'm just going to have to...
You're going to have to try and guess the plot from the cover.
But what if I just get it completely wrong?
Then that's the fun. Okay, here we go. My face!
Let's see, he's struggling with all the cables to try and free himself. Okay, let's see. He's ready.
Move this.
You've got to close your eyes. I've got to close my eyes.
As a point of note also, so I have several, a lot of my DVD collection is TV shows, so we'll have to figure that in as well. So anyways, here we go. Ready? And you... I can't look either.
Okay, my eyes are closed. I think you started, Adam. Yeah, I can't
started.
See. Okay.
I started.
And ready now. What is it?
Well, it's a TV show, so we're not going to do that.
Okay, let's try again.
All right, ready? Go.
And now.
Oh, this one's good. All right, wait, where is it?
What is it?
I'm trying to get it out. Here we go. Oh, well, no, this isn't fair.
What? Doctor Who, the Doctor, the Widow in the Wardrobe. That's amazing. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Because I've definitely seen this.
But I saw it such a long time ago.
Yeah, so we have to not only, like, we do know this one, mm-hmm. and we can properly review it. It's mm-hmm. from Doctor Who, my favourite TV show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Let's see. The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. Well, first off, going by the title...
Wait a second, time.
Also, I do remember... Oh, we have a time limit?
Yep, because this is only going to be a minute-long review.
Minute-long review, okay.
Ready? Three, two, one, start.
So going by the title, as you may be able to tell, it's based off C.S. Lewis's classic novel for children, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So it takes a lot of elements out of there. Like you can see there, well, you can't see because it's a podcast. I'm wasting valuable time. They're in the winter. There's snow on the trees everywhere. The Doctor basically goes inside of a gift and finds himself in basically a allegory for Narnia. And then they go through, no doubt, finding some greater meaning and having this wonderful moment of realizing something about a truth about family. I believe there was some subplot in there about the... Anyway, I shouldn't spoil the plot. Basically, it's all to do with family, which is, of course, very important during holiday season. Let's keep it PC, so I'm just going to call it the holiday period, which is the theme of this episode.
It's
Christmas. Okay, yep. We're fine with that as a society. I've only got 5 seconds. Yes, the Doctor is in it. It's amazing. It's a good show. I love C.S. Lewis. Bye.
Perfect. I love it.
I think my review got a bit weird towards the end.
Oh,
should we do it again and then you
do
one?
Oh, yeah. We'll do one. All right. Let me just put this back. All right. Ready?
This will be even funnier if this is one I don't know and I have to review it too.
All right. Ready?
Go.
All right. Ready, going.
Oh, wait, I said go.
Oh, sorry. Let's do that again then, Joe.
Go.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like it.
Okay. No, Paranormal Activity.
Two.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it even better than that? Actually, don't tell me.
Okay, so am I reviewing this or are you reviewing this?
Let's go 30 seconds on you, 30 seconds on me.
Oh.
I took up the whole last time. That was very bad of me.
30 seconds, you...
But we'll go me first because I know nothing about it and I'm going to have to judge it by the cover.
Okay, ready? So 3, 2, 1,
begin.
So this plot of this movie is clearly about a group of dogs that want to look after a baby because you can see these shadow dogs in a baby's nursery and a baby in a crib. I think it's a happy movie about how dogs really care about the value of young children's life, and there's a couple here. Oh, this woman's got an interesting pattern on her T-shirt that kind of looks like a splatter of blood, but it's not really... It's just a pattern that coincidentally looks like that, I think. And, she's looking after the child.
Time!
Yeah, babysitting movie.
I see. Okay. So, let's start with the actual review of somebody who's seen it.
I'll give you a minute, because I had a minute before.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'm pretty sure I can do it in 30 seconds.
Ooh, okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, begin. So, firstly, that's a mirror. You just did a solid 3 seconds explaining that to you. Now, here we go. So, this is actually a prequel of the original film, Paranormal Activity. Funny tidbit, that is, I think, one of the highest grossing films of all time compared to what it spent, which is pretty good. So, anyway, this is a prequel, as I said. So, it's a prequel to the first movie after the first movie came out. So, this is actually about how the entity from the first movie got to the house of the second. Boom, done.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to go into do that because it's a rubbish movie.
Was the first one good?
I liked the first one because it was able to establish...
Too bad you've run out of time.
Yeah. It was able to establish atmosphere without the aid of music.
Oh. Did they add music to the second one?
Not really, but it's this one was too...
Overproduced?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially considering this was... Yeah, like, I just didn't like it. Like, they had multiple camera angles all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, honestly, who puts a camera like that?
Yeah, it's like facing the couch.
Exactly. And, that is blood, by the way.
Yeah, because the idea of the movie is that it's not a movie, it's supposed to be a recording of what actually happened. So they're trying to go for that realism thing.
Like Blair Witch Project.
So it's a bit weird when there's camera angles that obviously no one would actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do our last review. Ready?
Right. Yes.
Let's swap roles. I'll do the thing, you do the other thing. That was helpful.
Okay, ready? Commence. Ready? Wow, this is interesting.
Do I have to make the sound?
No.
What's that? Okay. Why is there a creature?
Stop.
Oh,
oh right. This is good.
I've seen this movie.
Okay, cool. So we'll go for a minute for this one.
Do you want to review it?
No, you can.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, begin.
This is a movie about robots taking over the world. It's called I, Robot, featuring Will Smith. Will Smith.
Correct.
Watching out for time. Basically, it's based off Isaac Asimov's classic I, Robot. It's a classic sci-fi novel that basically determined the way we think about robots and...
the laws of robotics.
This relates very easily back into the apocalypse because one of the ways the world's might end is we invent robots that eventually turn against us. So, of course, iRobot established the three rules of robotics, which is don't let any harm come to humans, don't let any harm come to the robots unless it...
It conflicts with the first rule.
And then what's the third one?
Something.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, there's three rules. Look it up later if you really care. I haven't gone to time. I'm sorry. 16 seconds to go. Anyway, basically, it's the story of an agent who never really trusts robots. And I think he actually has to work with a robot at one point, but he doesn't like it a lot. He's always suspecting that the robots are the cause of the crime and no one believes him, but he has to try and prove it. 2 seconds to spare.
Nice. So, interesting. He didn't work with the robot any time. He was hunting a robot.
Yeah, I must have getting it confused with a different movie. He was looking for the robot because he was convinced that it caused the crime, but everyone's like, no, because of the first law or the second law or something.
Yeah, the first law of robotics. Because he was built differently by the creator of all these robots.
See, I missed that.
There we go. So, yeah, a fun little game we might play in the future as well.
Just great.
Random movie review, I guess. Actually, that's the thing. Why don't you send us in a movie to review, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
In fact, what we'll do, we'll review it before we watch it, and then we'll watch it and review it.
See if the review
matches up at all.
What we thought it was is actually how it was.
No.
You're getting text messages. Unbelievable. I thought I had your full undivided attention for this.
No, barely ever. I'll just put that on.
Okay, well, that's the end of the episode, but we've only recorded about 52 minutes, so normally we'd have another segment here. Can you think up a segment in 3 seconds?
3 seconds?
3. Elephant. 2. Elephant. Well, now you're just distracted by the fact I said elephant. That's how you count a proper second, isn't it?
Easy enough. All right. Okay. So last night I was playing a video game called Ark. We've spoken about it before. It's great fun. I ride around on a dragon and it's great.
Brilliant.
So
it's basically like real life, Adam.
Yeah, it's fun, right? So playing with these folks, these new folks, shout out to hashtag ThatchLife on server 88.
Yeah, boy.
No. Anyway, a bunch of great people. They wanted me to read anything, essentially, to them.
Okay.
Because of my voice. Anyway, as I was reading it, I had, like, their undivided attention. It was brilliant. It was fun as, right? So I read Edgar Allan Poe's Nevermore to them. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy that. It's one of my favourite poems ever, essentially. And it's a bit of a read, essentially, but I think maybe at some point, if the viewers would like, we could... do some poems, narrate some poems. However...
Well, I remember in the first episode you started randomly reading out the first part of the poem.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
How does it go? Hang on, I got this. No, I don't. Once upon a midnight dreary, I was wondering if we can wheelie.
No, wheelie.
Weary.
Once upon a midnight... Now you've made me... Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. Fun!
Anywho. Whoa, don't scare me. I think he's been influenced too much by the It movie we got last
night. Possibly, but anyway... this spawned an idea, and we had it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it might be fun. So what John and I are possibly considering doing is starting another podcast, but exclusively devoted to narrating short stories. we're pretty much...
Well, I agree.
Yeah, precisely. What we're considering is an actual production.
Oh, wow.
So we've got several microphones on the way. They were meant to arrive today. They didn't. I'm furious. But anyway...
Audio quality would be a bit better next episode.
Yeah.
Perfect. It'll be fine. Seamless.
Seamless. It'll be gorgeous. Yes, bellissimo. Anyway, so what we're considering is with this production is... Short stories, what we're going to start with is John's short story that he wrote like a few years ago, right?
Yeah, a few years ago.
And what was it called?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, written and possibly performed by John. I'm not going to say his last name because the internet is filled with creepy people who will look you up most likely.
Well, they can probably guess it from my DJ name.
Probably,
actually,
yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
Too late, done.
Oh, no.
Don't edit it out. If I don't hear this back when I listen to the podcast, I'm going to be furious. So... What we're considering is, with all this, and I've said that about 12 times now, this full production value with...
Sound effects. Music.
Music, atmosphere, actors. Proper voice actors, things like that. Mm. Well, not proper, just, you know, people who are interested in, you know, possibly being involved in this.
If you are interested,
send us an
audio recording of your voice saying, John is the way better host and Adam isn't quite as good, but he's okay too.
You could say that. Yeah, certainly. I'm fine with that. Or alternatively, what you could say is John, and you have to record this, obviously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. John, you're a peasant. Oh!
Where is my bamboo stick?
You haven't got a bamboo stick, but you can use my Gandalf stick.
I can't whack you with this. This is huge.
Yeah, that's right. Let's not use that.
Number three.
No!
Use this.
Actually, no, that's metal.
Man, we should have thought of this.
Oh, I know. No. Oh, yes, that'll work.
So what he's grabbing right now is a Nerf gun. Hey, no shooting me. You're the one that said it. Okay, there we go.
Trying to make sure it works.
Nope. I don't think there's any bullets in there. Always keep your Nerf guns loaded, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
What if the apocalypse happens?
Well, if we're using Nerf guns, we've already lost.
What if there's a bunch of zombies outside?
Maybe. You know what? Because I've said it.
Because I've said it. I can't believe he didn't notice that. I gave him that one straight away.
Gave me what?
The word I said?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry. You said... Did you say the Z word?
Yes.
I'd like it to slap you as well.
It's going
to
be great.
Okay. First you've got to hit me with a stick. So
okay.
I actually know where one is. So
people
John,
listening to this podcast is going to think that we're quite...
masochistic, yes.
Yeah, we have some weird tendencies. Well, actually, they already know that to be true based on the last episodes.
Indeed. Now, I'm just going to duck out for a quick moment. John, put in some elevator music.
No, I won't use my voice. Okay, where did you find this? This is a piece of bamboo. It's a good one.
I've been picking them up from random places. Everything... Oh, this is going to be a good one to get hit with. Okay.
So you pick up these sticks that you want me to hit with. And
well, no,
so you say peasants on the show so that I'll hit you with it?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, this has been in many episodes coming.
Mm-hmm.
This is your punishment for referring to our audience as peasants.
Yep.
Without the audience, the podcast wouldn't happen.
Of course, okay, and I love the audience.
Okay, ready? How hard should I hit?
Hey, this is up to you. Oh, wow, that's...
Did
welting.
That hurt? Did
no,
that even
it,
hurt?
It was pleasant.
Okay.
It was pleasant.
Okay.
And by pleasant, I mean that's going
to...
like.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay, I get slapped in the face. I'll take off my headphones for this.
I think this might be a good idea to film.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Not too hard.
Hey, you shouldn't have said the Z word.
Oh, I was wondering if you'd notice. I thought since you didn't notice that it wouldn't have to happen. Oh, boy. No. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Maybe this is, like, just the anticipation is just gorgeous. All right, here we go. Ready? Ready? Three.
This is worse than the It movie.
Two.
Ah!
One.
Ah! Okay.
Next time it would be a bit harder.
upload that to the Facebook page.
Yeah, sure.
No context.
No
like
context.
The mouse video. This is like, why is Adam hitting John? Oh, ooh.
That's so cool.
Dude, that's going to melt. I'm sorry, man.
No, it's good. All right, we'll keep this here.
Yeah, well,
bamboo's fantastic.
No, don't do tees. Out.
So, yeah, that is, I think, it for the show. So don't forget, people, if you are interested in possibly taking part in a...
audio narration. Drama. Yeah, audio drama, if you will. Not ongoing. They're going to be different, certain short stories. It'll be fantastic. It'll be fun. And, yeah, it'll be great. So if you're interested, please send us an email on Twitter, whatever. But obviously you will have to audition, if you will. So it'll be great. Thank you. And I think that's about it. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, all that other fun stuff. And John just decided to do that over me. That's fine.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, yes, hit us up. Where you may have noticed there was a bit of a glitch in the system. We were switching hosting providers. We're no longer on SoundCloud, unfortunately. We ran out of space there. Our podcast was too long. But we are on a new service now, which hopefully it all just transitioned automatically. I set that all up. If you are having any trouble for any reason, just send us a message. We'll try and fix it.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, as you are aware, last week we had a guest on the show from Screen Review Time Warp, Mr. Andrew, who was a fantastic guest. And I hit the mic again. It's fantastic. Don't bother editing that out. The listeners.
Oh, today you hit again.
Maybe that should be a punishment. Every time I hit the mic, you smack me with the bamboo. Here you go. Hold that. Anyway, so we had a we had a magnificent guest. Thank you, Andrew, for coming on the show. If you're listening,
thank you.
And I, Mr. Adam, will be on their podcast. When that's being recorded, so that's going to be fun. So I hope you tune in and listen to that first.
We'll let you know when that comes out. Bonus Adam content.
Oh yeah,
we all know you only listen to the podcast for him.
Oh, I think not.
I was like, oh, not that.
I'm the one that insults them. You're the one that loves them. There's a perfect dichotomy between the two of us. So, dear listeners, as I unload my malice and fury upon you all, I say to you, this is
what?
I don't know. I was thinking of something. I was thinking, for some reason in my head, I've gone this is Screen Review Time Warp. And I'm just like, wait, that's not
a podcast. You've plugged their podcast too much. Now you're turning our podcast
into theirs. Hey, this is Screen Review Time Warp 2. So thank you guys.
I don't think they want to be associated with us.
No, probably not. No. But thank you for listening. And we hope you have a fantastic week. John, do you have any closing comments?
Keep your go bag ready for books, DVDs. Movies.
I hate that tagline.
And if you really want to annoy Adam, next time you see him, just tell
don't
him that tagline.
That's so annoying. So, good night, and as always being the first time, have a pleasant evening filled with zombies and podcast.
Come on! Headphones off!
All right, go on. Ready, quick. Be quick. Hold on, let me take my glasses off. Be quick, go on. Oh, there we go. Love it. Brilliant. Good night, folks. Have a good one. I wept when I looked upon the face of the moon. Welcome to Night Vale. Sorry.
I can't remember how the music goes.
No, they've changed it.
Oh, okay.
Surviving the Apocalypse the Nerd's Way. Thanks for calling in, dear listener.
Podcast, doing it. Have it back. Say something quick. Ask her something. She's trying to get the phone back to me.
Rachel, what's your view on transdimensional slippage? Good view. Next caller.
I'm going to put this at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, just a random call.
I actually appreciate those 2-second snips or something.
Yeah, of the random things.
Good,
yeah,
actually,
John's an editing genius. I'll always say
Fortunately, we won't offend any vegans. That's how you start off.
Yeah, precisely. That is exactly how you should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sold right there. Although the first time I heard it, I was just confused. And
yeah.
And then I laughed at the end of the podcast when I realised.
John's getting naked. Sorry, we'll have to go.
Nice. All right, well, make sure you're doing videos now if that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to you guys, another time. Enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. make sure you've got the videos.
Oh.